Be'ezras Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. Today's learning is dedicated to Nishmas Avi Mori, Harav David Zvib, and Harav Yosef, and for a continued Refuah Shlema for my father-in-law, David Meir Ben Mindel, who's doing amazing b'li ayin hara, really, Baruch Hashem. Today's daf is Ksubis daf Lamed Hey, and we left off at the very bottom of Lamed Aleph and Beis at the words Esve. Good morning to Harav Dov Ben Yamin Mishnei Zalman Dun, to Rav Mordechai, to Chana Chenach, to Dr. Joe, to Shlomo David, to Svika, to Eitan Avtoli Meir, to Avi, to Rocky, and to Dr. Ron. Great to have everybody. So, Esve Reish Lakish L'Rab Yochanan. What's this talking about? So in order to know what today's talking about, you just got to remember a little bit from yesterday's daf. Yesterday we presented a dispute between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish about Chayve Mises Shogigin and Chayve Malkus Shogigin. What does that mean? You see, before you learned Ksubis, you always thought that the din of Kamlei B'Drabmine means if you get two punishments, you only get the more severe punishment. That's what we always thought it meant. Comes along Reish Lakish and says, not only if you get the more severe punishment, but even if you do an Aveira, and there's no Hasra, so you're not going to get the punishment, but you would have gotten the punishment had you gotten Hasra, you're still exempt from the money. That's Reish Lakish. Chayvin Mises Shogigin. So you're not going to get it, you didn't get Hasra, you're Shogigin. Chayvin Malkus Shogigin, you're exempt from payment even if you didn't actually get it. That's Reish Lakish. And Rabbi Yochanan says, what are you talking about? Rabbi Yochanan says, Kamlei B'Drabmine means if you get the Misa, if you get the Malkus, then you don't get the money. But if you just were chayev it, but they didn't give you Hasra, so you're not going to get the Misa and the Malkus, so of course you chayev the money. So this is a fundamental dispute between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. What is Kamlei B'Drabmine? Is Kamlei B'Drabmine about getting punishments, or is it about chiyuvim? Is it about chiyuvim, or is it about... is it about a virus or is it about actually getting the punishment? Oh, so Reish Lakish says, I'll prove that Rabbi Yochanan's wrong. Let's look at the whole source of Kamlei B'Drabmine in the first place. What was the whole source of Kamlei B'Drabmine? Pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim talks about two guys are having a fight and they end up killing the fidei of a girl standing by. So what does the Torah say? Veloya ason, that's the key words. Veloya ason, no, shianesh. When you chayv money, if there's no ason. Now, you could explain the word ason in two ways. So says the Gemara, my lav ason mamish. It means, if the woman doesn't die, only the fetuses die. The woman doesn't, veloya ason means, if the woman doesn't die, if she's still alive, so then asan mamish. If she didn't die, so then we pay money. But if she does die, whether you're mechayev the killer for killing or not, as long as the woman dies, even if we're not mechayev the guy misa, you're still exempt from money. Ah, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish says a riot of me. V'lo yasona noshianesh my lav asan mamish. Answered the Gemara, no. You know what Rabbi Yochanan's going to answer? Lo, Rabbi Yochanan answer, din ason. It doesn't mean, veloya ason doesn't mean if the woman doesn't die, then there's no money. It means if we don't convict the killer, that's when there's money. But if you convict the killer, then there's no money. It's not about the woman dying, it's din ason. Not ason mamish, whether the woman dies or not. That's not the kaveya. The kaveya is, do we convict the killer? If the killer is convicted, we're going to kill him, then there's no money. But if we don't, lo yason means, if we don't convict the killer, then there's a chi of money. So you see that Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish are going to struggle with how to read this. And then the Gemara has another version, which is exactly the opposite. The same thing, but exactly the other way around. Ikadamre, Eser Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. It wasn't Reish Lakish asking Rabbi Yochanan, it was Rabbi Yochanan asking Reish Lakish, because the assumption is that it means din ason. Not asan mamish, the other way around. Esve, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, v'lo yason anoshi anesh. If there's no ason, then there's money. My lav din ason. If there's no din ason, then there's money. But if the woman dies, is, but there was no hasra. Maybe there's no money, says the Gemara. So my lav dina, so it all depends on whether we convict or not. If we don't convict, then there is a chi of money, like Rabbi Yochanan. And the Gemara lo asun mamish, other way around. Instead of saying that it means din asong, which means we convict the killer, no, it all depends if the woman dies. If the woman dies, there's no money even if we don't convict him. That's the way Reish Lakish is going to answer. Ah. Amar Rava, umiyak alamanda amar chayvim isis shogigin chayovin. How could we think that Rabbi Yochanan holds? Remember, this opinion of Rabbi Yochanan was reported by Rav Dimi, right? All over Shas, you have Ki Asa Rav Dimi, and then you have Ki Asa Ravin, right? These two rabbis, Rav Dimi and Ravin, they both apparently lived in Israel earlier, and then they made Yerida. So Ki Asa Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Babel, he reported one version of Rav Yochanan. And then we're going to have Ki Asa Ravin, when he came from Eretz Yisrael to Babel, so he reported a different version of Yochanan. Rav Yochanan lived in Israel. So, says the Gemara, Umiyakam Laman Damar, Chayv Misa Shogin Chayavin. How could Rav Dimi have reported that Rav Yochanan held that a Chi of Misa is Chayav? That a guy did an Aveira, that had he been warned, he would have been Chayv Misa. But since he wasn't warned, the Rav Yochanan holds he's going to be Chayv Mamanus. That's against the famous price of Tana Devei Chizkiya, says the Gemara. The last couple of psukim in Pashas Emor, "Make umake behema yishamer o make adam yumas," says the Gemara. "Ma make behema lo chilakti bo bein b'shogig bein b'mezin bein b'miskaven l'she'en miskaven bein derech yiridel derech aliyah l'pocher mamon el l'chayv mamon." Just like when you damage an animal, when you kill an animal, and you're chayav money. Adam is mord la'olam, bein b'mezid, bein obonis, bein b'ratzon. Whichever way you kill that animal, you are always chayav to pay for that animal. Af make adam, so too when you kill a man, you're always potter from mamanis. Af make adam, lo yisachlik, bo bein b'shogig b'mezid. Even if you kill a man b'shogig, so they're not going to convict you. You didn't have asra, but either way, nevertheless, you're exempt from money. Af makadlo sag bim shom bim izma miskam ben shem miskam derch derch aliya lchay mam el pocho mamon. So this is Tandve Chizkiya, black on white. It's a hekesh. It says maka adam right next to maka ben right. What's a hekesh? A hekesh where you have two things written right next to each other in the Torah. So we learn the laws from one to the other. So it's funny. Here we learn like the opposite law. Not really. It says umake behema yishal mena. Umake Adam is no Yishalmena, right? Make Behema Yishalmena, Make Adam Yumas. So the Gemara learns out, just like Make Behema Yishalmena is whether or not you intended or didn't intend, so te Make Adam is lo Yishalmena, whether you intended or didn't intend. So you see from here, black on white, everyone agrees, Chayve Mises Shoging in our Peturim, like Reish Lakish against Rabbi Yochanan. Answers the Gemara, you're right. Ravin said, Rav Dimi got Rabbi Yochanan wrong. Says the Gemara, Ella Kiyasa Ravin Amar. When Ravin made the trip from Eretz Yisrael to Babel, he disagreed with Rav Dimi's version of Rabbi Yochanan. In yesterday's daf, we had Rav Dimi's version of Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, both Chayvim Mises Shogin and Chayvim Malkus Shogin are both Chayovin B'Tashlumin. Said Rav Dimi, you got, hey Ravin, said Ravin, hey Rav Dimi, you got Rabbi Yochanan wrong. Ella Kiyasa Ravin Amar, Chayvim Mises Shogin, Kuli Amalo Pligid B'Turin. Both Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish agree that by Chayvim Mises Shogigin, you're exempt from payment. It's a Beferish Pasuk. Make Adam, Make Behema. Everyone agrees to Tana Devei Chizkiya. Ki Pligi, where do Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish argue? Bechayvim Malkus Shogigin V'Dover Acher. Because that Pasuk was only by Chayvim Mises. Where do they argue? They argue by Chayvim Malkus Shogigin V'Dover Acher. And money. Rabbi Yochanan, Omar, Rabbi Yochanan said, Chayev. Chayev Malkus Shogigin. If you don't actually get the Malkus, then you have to pay the money. Chayev Mises Iskish. Chayev Malkus Lo Iskish. That Pasuk, Maki Adam Maki Behema, you only see in that Pasuk Chayev Mises. So
Tana de Vechizki only said Chayve Mises Shogun are exempt, but Chayve Malkus Shogun are Chayavin B'mamon. If you don't get the Malkus, you get the Mamon. Chayve Malkus Loiskish. Reish Lakish Amar Pater. Reish Lakish says, no, Chayve Malkus are Pater just like Chayve Mises. Why? Befeirish Rib Satorah Chayve Malkus Ke Chayve Mises. We're going to explain that the Torah expressly has another Hekesh, another drasha, where we just like we compare Misa to Mamon, that Mamon you're always Chayev, Misa you're never Chayev, so too we compare Malkus to Mamon. And just like Mamon you're always Chayev, so too Chayev Malkus you're never Chayev Mamon. Where do we see that? Heichan Ribsa Torah, Abaye Asir Rasha Rasha. Abaye says we have Gzeira Shavo. By Chayev Misos it says, Lo Sikhu Kofran Lemvej Ozech Shar Hu Rasha Lamos. And by Chayev Malkus, it says, Menakos Rasha. So it says Rasha by Misos, Rasha by Malkus. This is simple. We compare Malkus to Misa. Just like Misa, we say Chayev Mises Shogun are Patur Men HaTashlumen. So too Chayev Malkus Shogun are Patur Men HaTashlumen. Rav Amar Asya Maka Maka. Now at first the Gemara thinks there's a Gzeira Shava somewhere, Maka Maka. Amar Rav Pabla Rava. I don't know about your five books of Moses, but I looked through all my five books of Moses. It doesn't say Maka anywhere by Malkus. It's a little bit funny. It doesn't say the word Maka by Malkus, but apparently it doesn't. Hey, Maka, where is this Gzeir Shava Maka Maka you're talking about? Ilema umake behema yishalmen umake yodam yumas hybrid talksiv. No, that's talking about killing. That's not talking about Malkus. Ela hay Malkus. Remember, umake nefesh behem yishalmen nefesh achnavesh. So that's talking about mumminess, right? Umak and nefesh, you kill an animal, you chayv money, right? Umak and nefesh, you shaman nefesh, akhanavish, v'samach lei, v'ish ki yitain mum ba'amiso, kasher asa ken yasalo. If a guy wounds, chovel b'chavero. If a guy wounds his friend, whatever he did to him, it gets done to him. Says Gemara, okay, where does it say the word maka in that pasuk? I don't see the word maka anyway, anywhere. Says Gemara, v'hai lav maka he. Says more anon haka karin. You're right. It doesn't say the word maka, but the implication of the pasuk is that you're going to smack the guy, because you smacked him, you're going to get smacked. So even though it doesn't say maka, says the Gemara, wait a minute. This is your source that chayve malkus shogigin are exempt. I'm sorry. Yeah, this is your source for Reish Lakish. That Chayvi Malkus Shogun are exempt from payment? Wait a minute, you picked on the wrong Malkus. V'haki k'siv, v'chovel b'chaveir hu d'ksiv. V'chovel b'chaveir bar tashlumen hu. You picked the wrong thing. We've been learning for the last two blot that chovel b'chaveir is an exception to the rule of Malkus, and chovel b'chaveir b'feir shrips the Torah. You always pay by chovel b'chaveir. You never chayv the Malkus at all. You're always paying. Says the Gemara. You're right. If it's Chovel B'chaveir that has a pruta, then he pay money. So when are you going to be exempt from the money? Because you're going to get the Malkus, and even if you don't actually get the Malkus, b'shogig, Hakosha ein b'shava pruta. Says the Gemara, what? Hakosha ein b'shava pruta? There's no money payment there at all. It's not a pruta. Says the Gemara, sof labar tashlumenu. What do you mean? You tell me, oh, where's the case you're going to get Malkus B'chavavir where there's not a pruta? Well, but if there's not a pruta, clearly you're not going to have to pay money either. So what do you tell me you're exempt for the money? You're exempt for the money because it's not a pruta. Says the Gemara, lo tzricha. De bahade de mache kar shiron delay. So the Gemara constructs this convoluted case. Listen to this. No, we're talking about a case of chovel b'chaveiro where the damage that you... It was b'shogeg, right? Chovel b'chaveir b'shogeg. And the damage that you did to the guy as far as the punching, you punched the guy in the arm. So the damage you did to him was less than a pruta. But you ripped his silk shirt. Ah, you ripped his silk shirt. His silk shirt was worth a lot of money. So it's chayve malkius because it's less than a pruta of damage to him. Shogigin, you're not going to get the malkius, but you're exempt from paying for the guy's shirt. Ah, Chayve Malkus Shogun, you're exempt. That's the case. Wow. Now, let's go back to Tana de Vechizkiya. Says the Gemara. Amar li Rav Chiya l'Rava. What about according to Tanu de Vechizkiya, who said, well, we have a case of Maka Adam and Maka Behema. Mimai de Bechol Ksiv. It goes off on a little bit of a side point. How did Tanu de Vechizkiya know that pasuk? Let's go back to that pasuk, which is the source of Tanu de Vechizkiya. I know this pasuk very well. You know how I know this pasuk very well? When I was 12 and a half years old, I lived in the land of Israel for a year. Seventh grade. I went to a Haredi yeshiva. Don't ask me why. My parents regret sending me there, but I went to a Haredi yeshiva. I got bullied every day. And I still wear the scars of it, actually, Lamaisa. But anyway, I went to a Haredi yeshiva. The good news of that year is I learned 40 blot of Maseches Kedushin in seventh grade. You hear that? 40 blot as a 12-year-old. So it was good for my, my future Gemara learning. Anyway, so we were in Israel for the year, and I was told, but then we were going back in June, but my bar mitzvah was in July. So it's weird. My father had to go back to camp because he was the camp director. We couldn't stay for my bar mitzvah. So it's weird. Most people go to Israel for your bar mitzvah. We left Israel for my bar mitzvah. So my parents wanted me at least to do something by the kotel. So of course I had a hanachas tefillin at the kotel, but they wanted me also to read the Haftorah. So they asked Rav Neubert, the author of the Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa, a kid under bar mitzvah is allowed to read the maftir, even al pi halacha, kid under mitzvah. So my parents decided Parshas Emor was going to be my quote-unquote mini fake bar mitzvah, reading the Haftorah at the Kotel. We made our own minion at the Kotel. So the Haftorah of the maftir, I even lay in the maftir. So the maftir of Parshas Emor is this pasuk. I'll never forget it. Anyway, I'm not sure what that story was relevant to the daf, but lemaisa, I just want to make sure everybody's, paying attention. It was worth waking up this morning. Anyway, you could learn about how the 30 Israelis bullied the 5 Americans in 7th grade of Talmud Torah Beit Vegan, Leuchters, in Beit Vegan, Leuchters Yeshiva, Chinuch Atzmai Yeshiva. Tzvika knows what I'm talking about. Anyway, here we go. I'll tell you some good, whatever. So we have some good stories about that year. Very, very good stories about that year. After working into the daf. You see that it's like seared in my memory. All the years of therapy still didn't get all that, didn't get that out of my head. But anyway, here we go. Amalei Rav Chiya L'Rava. Ulatana Devei Chizkiya Dama Maki Adam Umake Behema. According to Tana Devei Chizkiya, who said, Maki Adam Umake Behema, Memayin Debechol Ksiv. How do you know that pasuk is talking about on a weekday? Veleka leflugah, and therefore there's no difference between shogig and mezid. Dilma b'shabbos ksiv. Maybe that pasuk even means on Shabbos. If you smack the animal on Shabbos. Now, if you smack the animal on Shabbos, then there's a big difference between killing the animal b'mezid or b'shogig. Because if you kill that animal on Shabbos, b'mezid, you're going to be putter on the mamon. So the whole drasha of Tanu Vechizkiya was, whenever you kill an animal, you're always chayev on the mamon. So whenever you kill a man, you're always going to be putter on the mamon. But that's not true. If it's talking about on Shabbos, if you kill an animal on Shabbos, you're not chayev on the mamon. There is a difference between mezid and shogeg. So the Gemara gives a brilliant answer to this. The behema gufik lefluge. Says Gemara, lo sakat achna, you can't say this pasuk talking about Shabbos for a very simple reason. Dechsev umake behema shamed umake adam yumas. Now, what do you think this pasuk is talking about? If there was no hasra, so amake adam amay yumas. You can't tell me the pasuk is talking about there's no hasra, because make adam yumas wouldn't be true. Make adam yumas means if you kill a man, you're going to die. That's only if you have hasra. So clearly, it's got to be talking about where there is hasra. Elopshi, the asrube. V'ibishabbos, make behemi yishamena. What do you mean? If they gave you hasra, you're not allowed to kill an animal on Shabbos. It's shoychit. It's one of the 39 malachas. So what do you mean? If it's talking about on Shabbos and it's b'mezid that you have hasra, so the pasuk's wrong. Make adam yumas, make behema yishamena. If it's talking about Shabbos, you're not going to pay for the animal. El alav b'chol. So it must be talking about on a weekday. So we have no problem with Tanu Vechizkiya. So the mefarshim point out over here that make behema teaches to make adam that we're talking. I'm sorry. That make adam teaches to make behema that we're talking about b'mezid. And then Maka Behema teaches to Maka Adam. We're talking about a weekday, not Shabbos. So everything's great. Now, Now, one of the confusing things about these six or seven blot that we're learning over this one long sugya is because it's one long sugya, you always have to remember what happened two daf ago, which when you're learning daf yomi is not always that convenient. But the good news is I got to prepare this, so I had to look back to the two blot ago. So I'm doing some of the work for you. Anyway, so we learned two daf ago. Remember the braisa that we had? Ganav v'tavach b'Shabbos, ganav v'tavach b'Yom HaKippurim, and ganav shor niskal tvacho. Remember that case, tvichu mechira, right? That you steal an animal and slaughter it on Shabbos, avodah zarah. So we were asking in that daf, why does Rav Meir say you're chayv? So first we said it was a shliach, but then we said no. Rav Meir says knas is an exception. You don't say kamli b'drabimine by knas. You only say kamli b'drabimine by mamun. But knas is a chiddush. And since knas is a chiddush, it's not subject to the laws of kamli b'drabimine, which means even if you get killed, you're violating Shabbos. But the knas of dalad vehei, four times, you pay four times the goat, the sheep, and five times the ox. So that knas, it's a chiddush. So therefore, you don't say kamli b'drabimine, you chayv anyway. Oh, so now the Gemara is going back to that. Says the Gemara of Papa Labai, L'Rabba de Omar Chiddush Shichador B'Knas, V'Avagav de Miktol Mishalim, Masnisin Keman Mukim Lo. Wait a minute. According to Rabba, who said that Rav Meir holds that you never say Kamle B'Drabni by Knas. Knas, you always Chayev. So wait a minute. Who are the Mishnayis in the beginning of the third parak of Ksubas going like? Because our Mishnayis say, if you rape your sister, you're chayv knas, but if you rape your daughter, you're exempt from knas, because that's a chiv mises bezdin, and that's a chiv kares. Chayv krisus, you're chayv in knas. The next Mishnah Lamed Vav is going to say, chayv mises bezdin is exempt from knas. But according to Rav Meir, that's not true. Even chayv mises bezdin is chayv in knas. So who in the world is the author of our Mishnayis? Says the Gemara, "Amalei Rabbi Labai, LeRabbi Damar Chiddush Shichador B'Knas. Avgav D'Mikdol Meshalim. Knas is an exception to the rule that even when you get killed, you still have to pay the knas. Masnis in Kaman Mukim La. Who is our set of Mishnayis? The first and the second Mishnayis of the third parak Subas. Who in the world are they going like? Ikar Rav Meir Kasha Bito. Can't be Rav Meir. The next Mishnah makes no sense. The next Mishnah says if you rape your daughter, you're exempt because of the Chi of Misa, Mises Bezdin." What do you mean? Rav Meir said knas is an exception to the rule. And rape, you paid a 50 shekel of knas. Why are you exempt? You should be chayv. Knas is an exception to the rule. So you see, it's not Rav Meir. V'ikar Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana, we already said it can't be Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana, because Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana says you're even exempt when you rape your sister, because he says even chayv yekrisis get you out of payment. So v'ikar Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana, kasha achoso. Well, then your sister makes no sense. You should be exempt even on your sister. And our Mishnah says, if you rape your sister, you're chayv knas. If you rape your daughter, you're exempt. So if you're going like Rav Meir, you have a problem with your daughter. If you're going like Rav Nechunya ben Akana, you have a problem with your sister. Ikar Rabbi Yitzchak. Oh, this is a new story, Rabbi Yisai. Oh, Rabbi Yitzchak. So now we have to remember a little bit of Maseches Makis. For those of us who learned Makis back in the day. Rabbi Yitzchak's famous Shita. What does Rabbi Yitzchak say? So everybody except for Rabbi Yitzchak holds, if a guy violates a chi of kares, let's say a man is about to rape his sister, and somebody warns him and says, you better not rape your sister, because if you rape your sister, you're going to get malchus. So all the Tanaim say, all chayvei krisus also get malchus. Why? Very simple reason. The Torah says, don't do it. Everywhere where the Torah says, don't do something, yeah, so Hashem's going to punish him with kares. That's Hashem's business. But Bezdin is going to give him malchus. Rabbi Yitzchak is the only shita that says Bezdin does not give malchus for chayv krisus. There is no malchus for chayv krisus. Ah. So how does Rabbi Yitzchak learn malchus and ksubis? So he says malchus is not like me. Malchus says if you rape your sister, you get malchus. That's against Rabbi Yitzchak for sure. But ksubis could be Rabbi Yitzchak, says the Gemara. V'ik Rabbi Yitzchak kasha mamzeres. No, but if you say like Rabbi Yitzchak, so our Mishnah says that, but Rabbi Yitzchak agrees there's Malchus by Mamzeres,
So how come Mamzeris is exempt from Knas? How come our Mishnah, how come the other way around? Chayiv Knas, right? How come our Mishnah says, right, the Malkus, the Chayivim, we just said Chayivim Malkus Shogigin, get you out of payment. So according to Rabbi Yitzchak, in other words, Rabbi Yitzchak will solve the Kares problem, because he says there's no Malkus, that's why there's a Chayiv Knas, and he'll solve the Misa problem, but he has a problem with Mamzeris. The Malkus of Mamzeris should get you out of the payment. So the Gemara says, "Honey, if Savolak Rav Yochanan, so if Rav Yitzchak, if Rabba holds like Rav Yitzchak, and he also holds like Rav Yochanan that Chayvei Malkus Shogigin are not exempt from money, so who nami b'taras like Rav Yochanan? He could answer like Rav Yochanan. We're talking about a case where there was no hasra for Malkus. Since there was no hasra for Malkus, that's why you're going to get mumminus." Right? You see the way this Gemara is like putting all the things we learned in the last four blot together. You gotta follow the whole story. It's a little complicated. But if Rabba, who said that according to Rab Meir, Knas is not subject to Kamle B'Damine, if he holds like Rav Yitzchak, and he holds like Rav Yochanan, he's okay. But who says that even Chayvei Malkus Shogigin, even if there's no Hasra, you're also exempt from the money. Heichi Mitaris La answers the Gemara, you're right. Al Karchach, Rabbi Yochanan Svirli. Okay, you're going to have to say, Rabba agrees to Rabbi Yochanan that Chayvei Malkus Shogigin are Chayavin Bitashlumin. And now the Gemara asks a similar question, except not on in the other direction. According to Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish said that Chayvei Malkus Shogigin are exempt from payment. Okay, here we go. Amale Rav Masna La Baye L'Reish Lakish Dabam B'Fei Rishu B'Sator Chayvei Malkus K'Chayvei Misos. We had a special Hekish, right, from Tashlumin to Malkus, that said Chayvei Malkus are like Chayvei Misos, and just like Chayvei Misos Shogigin are exempt from payment, so too Chayvei Malkus Shogigin are exempt from payment. Mantana de Poli de Rechuni Ben Akana. Wait a second. So, Rabbi Nechuni Ben Akana was the Mechudesh de Keshita who said that Chayvei Krisus are exempt from payment. But according to Reish Lakish, everyone agrees to that, that Chayvei Krisus are exempt from Tashlumim. Because he says, Krisus gets Malkus. If Krisus gets Malkus, Reish Lakish holds Chayvei Malkus Shogun are exempt. So Chayvei Krisus, by definition, are also always going to be exempt. So, who is the Tana that argues in Mechunim Ben Akana? Rabbi Nechunim Ben Akana, we presented as this big Chiddush that Chayvei Krisus exempt you from Malkus. Chayvei Krisus exempts you from Mamani. You say, come Lebed Ramani, even by Chayvei Krisus. But according to Reish Lakish, everyone agrees to that. Because every Chayvei Krisus is also Chayvei Malkus. And Chayvei Malkus Shogun can exempt you from payment. So the Gemara says, "Man tanat pala Rab Nechunim." The Gemara says, "Well, I have two solutions. E Rab Meir, you can either say it's Rab Meir because Rab Meir says you get Malkus and you pay money. So clearly, Rab Meir doesn't say that a chiyav Malkus gets you out of tashlumin because Rab Meir says loko umishalim. You chayv both. Or E Rab Yitzchak. You could also say Rab Yitzchak. Remember, we just said Rab Yitzchak said there is no Malkus by kares. So Rab Yitzchak's the one who argues Rab Nechunim Ben Akana. He says there's no Malkus by kares, and therefore by kares there's no din of kamli b'drabmine." And therefore, you'd be chayev. Chayvei Krisus don't get you out of any payment. Okay. Last point for today. Here we go. Last point for today. Zakta Gemar. Tan Rabbanan. Arayos ushnios la'arayos. Ein lahem lo knas velo pitui. Arayos and... Remember we had in Yevamos shnios la'arayos? So shnios la'arayos is like a din d'rabbanan. The mother-in-law's mother. Or daughter-in-law's daughter. It's only us and the human drabana. So arayos and shnios arayos, ein lahem lo knas velo pitoy. All this means is that they're not chayv the 50 shekel for knas, and they're not chayv the 50 shekel for mefata, for seduction. They both have 50 shekel. Now the Gemara is going to turn around and ask in 1 second, shnios arayos is no knas? Why not? Midoraisa, you're allowed to marry her. What's the problem? Hamim ma'enes, back to Yuvamas. These were the fun parts of Yuvamas. Remember what a mema'enes is, right? A girl who the mom marries her off,
she's allowed to just walk out of the marriage before she's 12. Miyun. She could do miyun. She could say, I'm out of here. So Hamama Enes, Ein la knas velo pitoy. Now the Rishonim ask over here, isn't that obvious? What do you mean? She was married to her husband. She had relations with him. She had relations with him. She's not a basula. Of course she doesn't have knas. What's the chiddush? Get to that in a minute. Let me first finish the Gemara, then I'll come back to that kasha. The Rashba, they all asked the kasha. What's the chiddush? She was married. She had relations. She's not a basula anymore. The knas is only by a basula. What are you talking about? Hamanas in the kasha Peter. Oh, let's do the, yeah. Ask the Rishonim. What's the chiddush in that? If they're Edim, that they were married for more than 10 minutes, obviously there's no knas. And if they're Edim that they never had Yichud, why isn't there Knas? Maybe there should be Knas if they're Edim that they never had Yichud. So the Rashba, they give two answers. The Rashba answers, even if they're Edim that there was no Yichud, they never had Yichud, we don't believe the Edim. Because they were married, the Edim weren't watching carefully. Unbelievable. We don't believe the Edim. We don't rely on them in order to be Motzi Mamon. Because since they weren't intending to witness anything, there's nothing that they should really be watching carefully for, we don't trust them to be Motzi Mamon. One of the Achron of the Beis Aaron writes the opposite. No, the Chiddush is, even if there were Edim, even if there were Edei Yichud, maybe we would say that the husband's not going to really have relations with her until she becomes 12, because if she just walks out, it turns out his Bia was a Bias Nus. Another most Bilas Bilas Nus, so maybe we should assume that they didn't have relations. Kamash Malan, that we don't assume that way. Anyway. Islandess, ain't lo knas lo pitoy. What's an islandess? A girl who never gets simanim. She's like a katana all the way up until 20. Then we give her like, we make her an honorary bogeris when she gets someone, but she's never a nara. So there's no chiv knas. Vahayotzis nishim shem ra. If a man divorced his wife because she wasn't a basula, ain't lo knas lo pitoy. That's also obvious. She's not a basula. It says Gemara, my arise and my shnios arise. What's arise and what's shnios? So it says Gemara, ilema arayos. Arayos mamish. And Shnios is me divrei sofrim, the drabanans. That can't be. Came in the rise of Chazla, am I in the knas? Why in the world does the Shnios me drabanan? Why is there no knas? She's allowed to be married, me doraisa. It's the drabanan. Why wouldn't you give her knas? You can apply velosi elisha. They can get married, me doraisa. Ella, arayos chayve misus bezdin, Shnios is chayve krisus. Aval chayve lavin yesh la knas, umani shimon atimnihi. Remember the sheet of Shimon HaTimni says that as long as there's Tfisus Kiddushin, then there's Knas. So Chayve Lavin, where there's Tfisus Kiddushin, there's Knas. But Chayve Krisus and Mises Bezdin, there's no Tfisus Kiddushin by either of them, and if there's no Knas. Ikadame, you could probably smell what's coming in the next line. Ikadame, Arayos is Chayve Mises Bezdin v'Chayve Krisus. Shnios is Chayve Lavin. Umani, who is this going like? Rabbi Shimon ben Menasihi, who said you need Ru'uya L'Kaima. It's not enough to have a Tfisus Kiddushin, you need Ruhi Lekaimah. So even Chayve Lavin doesn't have Knas. But then there was a discussion about Chayve Asay, if you remember. But he needs Ruhi Lekaimah. So since none of these women are Ruhi Lekaimah, so there's no Knas by any of them. And obviously, both of these opinions are against our Mishnah. So our Mishnah says Chayve Lavin has Knas and Chayve Krisus both have Knas. We will stop here. Everyone should have a wonderful day. Rabbi Say, I hate to say this, but there's a very, very good possibility. Again, maybe we'll have a live daf on Friday. Tomorrow, Thursday, is trip day. They moved it. It went to Thursday. Thursday is Tuesday at Carvel. So I'm probably not going to be around tomorrow. So I'm likely going to record tomorrow's daf. So tomorrow's likely no live shiur. I apologize. Thursday, no live shiur. Friday's still up in the air. Not sure yet. Maybe yes, maybe no. I'll let you know. But there's a chance no live shiur. I think there probably will be live shiur on Friday. Shabbos, no live shiur. Sunday, no live shiur. I'm going to be in the airport. Although the truth is, maybe Sunday I might be able to give it. Ben-Gurion, they say, has very good Wi-Fi. I'm going to be, maybe I'll be able to give shiur from Ben-Gurion. That'll be interesting. They have good Wi-Fi in Ben-Gurion. So maybe Sunday Wi-Fi. Monday morning, everyone's got to come in person. At least if you live within, within 3 miles, 4 miles. Monday morning, we'll have a reunion shiur. Someone's got to sponsor breakfast or something. We got to have a good breakfast on Sunday morning. In person, live and in person. I'm not going to be excited to leave Eretz Yisrael. I got to tell you that. I am not excited to leave Eretz Yisrael. But I will be excited to see each of you in person. So Monday morning, We're back to 7:05. 7:05 Monday morning. Great to see everybody. Have a great day.
Thank you, Rabbi.